Sanctuary City Los Angeles receives first busload of migrants from Texas border. By Bob Price on June 15, 2023. A busload of 42 migrants arrived from Texas in the recently self-declared sanctuary city of Los Angeles. Texas Governor Greg Abbott added Los Angeles to his list of destination cities for his migrant busing program. Texas' small border towns remain overwhelmed and overrun by the thousands of people illegally crossing into Texas from Mexico because of President Biden's refusal to secure the border, Governor Abbott said in a written statement. Los Angeles is a major city that migrants seek to go to, particularly now that its city leaders approved its self-declared sanctuary city status. Texas just dropped off the first bus of migrants in Los Angeles. Small Texas border towns remain overrun and overwhelmed because Biden refuses to secure the border. LA is a city migrants seek to go to, particularly now its leaders approved its self-declared sanctuary status. Greg Abbott, at GregAbbott_TX, June 14, 2023. Just last week, the city of Los Angeles officially declared itself to be a sanctuary city, Breitbart News reported. The city pledged to shield criminal migrants from arrest and deportation by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Governor Abbott quickly added the city to his list of destination sanctuary cities that include Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, Denver, and Philadelphia. Since the program began in April 2022, Texas transported more than 21,600 migrants to these sanctuary cities. It is abhorrent that an American elected official is using human beings as pawns in his cheap political games, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass told reporters. This evening, more than 40 people were sent by the governor of Texas to our city of Los Angeles. It is unclear how providing free air-conditioned transportation to migrants to their chosen destination is using migrants as pawns. In an apparent propaganda statement, Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights spokesman Jorge Mario Cabrera falsely claimed the migrants were not fed or provided water during the 23-hour bus ride, COB4 reported. They left yesterday and it was 23 hours on the bus and they did not have a chance to eat or to have water, Cabrera claimed. Texas Division of Emergency Management Seth Christensen quickly responded via Twitter, saying the claims are absolutely 100% false. Los Angeles media, at NCLA. Claims that Texas border buses are not stocked with food and water are absolutely false. Here's a reminder of the steps taken ahead of each bus mission, down arrow. Seth W. Christensen, at Christensen 2023, June 15, 2023. Christensen also disputed claims that migrants did not know their destination prior to boarding the bus to Los Angeles. He told Breitbart Texas that the voluntary travel consent forms, signed by all migrants under this program, have Los Angeles as the destination choice. Governor Abbott pledged to continue the busing program that has proven to be an effective tool in forcing discussion at a national level of the dangerous, chaotic, and inhumane border crisis created by the Biden administration. Our border communities are on the front lines of President Biden's border crisis, and Texas will continue providing this much-needed relief until he steps up to do his job and secure the border, Governor Abbott concluded. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.